Is your community healthier, stronger, and more vibrant because you lead at your school? Hey, it's Matt, and you're listening to the Matt Faust Mashup. Hello, and welcome to episode 1 of season 2. I'm so thankful and deeply humbled that you've chosen to spend this time with me here in season 2. Today, we are talking about impacting our community. I'm very pleased to bring to you very special principal guest on today's episode, deep in the heart of Texas, Matthew Arend, principal, educational leader, community and culture shaper. I'm very excited and fortunate to bring his insights and experiences to this episode all the way from Sigler Nation. And first, a word from this season's sponsor.
Did you know that in a study of over 6,000 individuals, one key factor was found to have a tremendous impact on social and cognitive development? That one factor was play. Creative, engaging, and fun play. At Team Time Education, it is our pleasure to create fun and engaging resources and strategies for thousands of teachers and classrooms. Check us out at teamtimeeducation.com. We're here for your students and your teachers. teamtimeeducation.com.
Building a school culture, having an impact on your community, is a tremendous climb. Things come out of nowhere from right field to sidetrack you, but you know that you're uniquely positioned as a school leader to make the climb. You have wildly important goals, hairy, audacious goals set for this school year, and they will be hard. They will be a stretch. They will be a challenge, a mountain, and you will be climbing, but you chose those goals. You chose them because you're a leader, and you know that the impact, the outcome, is immeasurable, invaluable to numerous lives and to the future of these children, these families, these students, this community. Where is your community? A quick quote from Danny Steele. It's possible some educators spend time on Twitter because here they find encouragement, energy, support that they lack in their own school, and that is tragic. Let's commit to being a part of the support network that our own colleagues need. Community is the culture and people in your circle. As a leader, that includes your staff, your students, your families, and the locale, the town, the businesses, and the partnerships. And now, let's turn to Sigler Nation, the home of Principal Matt Arend, and the insights and experiences that he has impacting his community.
Welcome, Matt Arend from Sigler Nation.
First of all, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me. Man, Sigler Nation, that's my home away from home, right? We're home to just over 400 students and families. We serve a bilingual Title I population with some of the most gifted teachers that you will ever find. I'm blessed to be able to be a part of the great work that they do.
That makes all the difference. And the leadership believes in the teachers.
Man, they've got a great group. We've grown close together over the last, starting year number 8 in the fall. So we've grown together and we've been able to continually add great pieces to the staff of the year. So that's awesome. Fired up and all this.
That is good. Well, congratulations, year 8.
Yes.
That's great.
I know, right?
That is great. I think 4 years is the average on campuses.
We're thriving, growing steady. But, you know, I think the challenges you have at Sigler are some of the same challenges you have anywhere, man. Like, you're trying to grow kids. So you identify where their point A is, and you try to get them to where their point B needs to be. And that looks really different for a lot of different kids, regardless of what school you're at.
That's true. You were talking a little bit about branding, and just now you're mentioning giving the kids something to come to school for.
Absolutely.
Something meaningful.
Hope.
So hope and a vision of what their future could be.
Absolutely.
So where have you... Where has your work been as far as creating that brand or that vision or that hope for Sigler?
Man, it started almost 8 years ago now. I walked in the door and we able to cultivate relationships with everyone that is a part of Sigler. So the students that are there, the families, and the staff. Like the Sigler Nation doesn't exist without all three of those components being in place. So it's a lot of relationship building. It's a lot of shaking hands. It's a lot of going to where the people are at, right? Like, you got to know where your kids come from. So you'll find us in the apartment complexes during the school year or the course of the summer. You'll find us at the Boys and Girls Club, seeing what our kids and families are up to. Yeah. You'll see us driving around the neighborhood, just making sure that everyone has what they need and that our kids are being taken care of. Like, they know where we are and we know where they are.
That's amazing. It's more than just the four core courses, huh?
No, it's outreach. It's outreach. It's a wraparound services. We're gifted to have staff at Sigler. We have a role of a parent liaison whose key responsibility is to truly be the bridge for our families between school and home. So if there's any discomfort or any questions that arise, like, she can be a safe person to go to. In addition to that, we've got a social worker on staff that is there to help meet the needs of our students and our families. He's there to help moms and dads. And honestly, as that's evolved, he's come to help meet the needs of our staff and me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing that the emphasis on the social emotional side of learning now isn't just about the students' social emotional skills, and the teachers and the parents need that well being too. So
that is good.
It's fun to be able to provide those things. It's exhausting at times, but it's the work that you want to be doing.
Let's talk a little bit about your principalship and the role. 8 years, that's a lot of success. You faced plenty of challenges, I'm sure. Let's talk about maybe new principals or even just new school leaders, maybe instructional coaches or APs. The job itself is so overwhelming. The to-do list, the tasks are coming at you so fast.
Sure.
How do you keep balance between the things you have to do and the things that you know are priority based, valuing the people?
Right.
Like that?
Well, I think over time you learn what you value, and I think you knowing what you value, what you hold as those core values, like, those are the things that come first every day, right? So for me, it's being out and greeting the kids as I walk in the door, knowing there's emails to check and there's phone messages to return, like, all that stuff can wait because I want to be one of the first faces the kids see when they walk in, right? At the end of the day, I'd say it's the same thing. If the kids are leaving, and that'd be a super easy time to sneak away to the office and start knocking out that to-do list.
Right.
But you're out by the buses making sure kids are getting home safely. You're out at carpool trying to be a presence and saying hi to parents and debriefing with teachers and how the day was and telling kids we'll see them tomorrow. I tend to keep all of my to-do list type things, the tasks that you have to do, until the end of the day when the kids are gone, the teachers are working in their rooms, and then I can go back to my office and be accessible to them, but also be able to get the things that I need to do done. The daytime set aside for the teachers and the kids.
Well, hey, that's awesome. The priority is on the people.
So that's why we're there, man.
If you're painting a picture of your school, how would you describe the overall culture, the feel, the tradition?
That's easy. It's family, without a doubt. Like, I've had people walk into Sigler, they spend 30 seconds standing in the front entryway, and then they'll tell you that, man, this place feels great. Mm. And I don't know that you can. There's not any one thing that allows it to feel that way, mm-hmm. other than the people and looking around, and it's the environment that people have created.
Mm-hmm.
From day one, you want to walk into a school and have it look as kids go there. So you'll walk in, you'll see kids' artwork on display, you'll see teachers' artwork on display, you'll see teachers' faces. Like, you see things that are being produced in our school, because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a place where kids want to be, it's a place where teachers want to work.
That's awesome. Family.
Family, man. Like,
what are some treasures that you've discovered in yourself as a principal? You pulled out things that you didn't realize that existed.
Yeah, you know, obviously over the years, it's the ability to let go of the control, right? Year one, year two, like, you want to be in charge of everything, right? Like, you want to have your thumbprints all over it. And gosh, if there's advice to an upcoming principal, it's trust your people, which can be hard when you don't know them, which speaks to the power of developing relationships early on. Can't go back in time and redo things, but moving forward, you know, that now I've got the time and that trust is there, and you give things to people and you know that, like, they're going to handle that maybe even better than I would, right? So I trust that they're going to do it well, and if they don't, then we learn through the mistakes that we make and we'll do better next time. I think I've become way better at determining what people can do without my oversight. website and what I can focus on because I know someone else is taking care of what I used to be doing.
That's good. That's probably the secret to making it past the 4-year mark.
Man, delegate and empower people to do their best, man. Like, we're big on trying to not only empower our kids to make those good choices and seek out what's next, but for our staff too.
Yeah.
Figure out what your staff's goals are and their ambitions and try to find ways to help them achieve those goals, which is great for the individual. It makes the hiring process a little bit tough sometimes because you're trying to always replace your best people that have gone off to do great things elsewhere, but that's what we're called to do, man. You grow your kids and you grow your staff, passing it on and paying it forward.
Thanks for sitting down with me, Matt Aaron from Sigler Nation. Do we get a sticker?
Yes, of course.
Can we get a Sigler Nation sticker? Awesome.
Absolutely.
This was great. This was fun.
Thank you for having me.
Definitely.
My pleasure. Awesome. Great.
Thanks again for listening to Season 2, Episode 1. If you enjoyed it, please pass it along. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, go ahead and just smash that subscribe button. If you'd like to see the show notes, research, and additional resources with this episode, go on over to mafost.com/mashup. MAFOST.com. Thanks again. Now let's go out there and make an impact.